Washington, D.C. Time to get up and Adam and start your Saturday morning off right. What's going on, everybody? I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with that free Odyssey app. Back with you on a Saturday in the nation's capital, and we'll be talking a lot about my favorite team, the Washington football team. And they are coming off of the best win of the season. The best win of the season was a blowout victory at home this year. This team has ran for 200-plus yards per game. Does not matter. The quarterback at home, the crowd has been awesome, and they have had two double-digit victories at home. And I think we just need to pause for a second and talk about that, because that's something that this organization, this franchise, hasn't been able to do in 30 years. This is, in fact, the first 2-1 start for 3 years in a row since 1992. And I get it. One of those years was Ron Rivera, and it didn't end well. And we're all sour on Ron, at least I am. But you see the transition from Dan Snyder to Josh Harris. Josh Harris hires Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and it's worked. And 2-1, 3 years in a row for the first time since 1992. They're building something here, right? And we have home field advantage. And we have a fan base that wants to go to games at home. Like, that changes everything. So, like, I had probably 25 friends that tell me they went to the Vegas Raiders game, right? They went to see Washington at home win 41-24, easy victory. Marcus Mariota slinging it all over the field. People were going nuts in the stands. Even the Raiders fans are having a good time dressing up. That's the home vibe that you want there. And so this team is now 2-1, and they head on the road. And on the road, they haven't been good yet this year. Now, it's only one test against the Green Bay Packers, but we'll see if Dan Quinn's team can travel with his motto, anybody, anywhere, anytime, especially to Atlanta tomorrow. Dan Quinn, very familiar with the Atlanta Falcons, was the head coach for several years, led them all the way to the Super Bowl, held a 28-3 lead. Marcus Mariota started in Atlanta 2022, 13 games in Atlanta as the team's starting quarterback. Both are familiar with the organization and that building. Washington hung on to win a tight game versus Atlanta last year. What will this year's version of the contest look like? We'll be talking about it throughout the show today. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO, or at 1067 The Fan. Washington at Atlanta. My thoughts on the injuries as they really begin to pile up. And we'll go around the NFL with AWOD's picks. But I want to start with my reaction to Dan Quinn going to the podium yesterday and telling everybody that Jayden Daniels is not medically cleared to play and Marcus Mariota will start. I was shocked. I mean, I was shocked. I was stunned. We played the audio live on my show, and I was really shocked, to be honest with you. So let's rewind for a second. I'll tell you why I was stunned. Last year, the way his injury was handled, probably incorrectly, but he gets hurt against Carolina, comes back without practicing, plays against Chicago, throws the Hail Mary, wins in New York, and then maybe it felt like, at least to me, the injury never went away. Started playing some tougher teams in cold weather. They lose 3 weeks in a row, right? Well, this year, he gets hurt in the Packers game. Doesn't practice all of next week until Friday. He's limited, but they, like, strategically didn't have him out there during the portion that was open to the media. He sits out. Marcus Mariota plays. All right. They get back at practice. He's limited Wednesday. And then they let him speak to the media after practice. And I get it, every team has to have a quarterback speak once a week. And it's, I think it, I think they put him out there because it was trending towards he was going to play, and he told everyone how good he feels, and he's not going to be affected, and he doesn't think he's going to have to wear a brace. And we haven't heard from Jaden since he told everybody how good he felt and how he really kind of got into it with Dan Quinn. It wasn't a good conversation when Quinn told him he was out, right? And practice Thursday limited. Friday, it's reported, did not practice, and Dan Quinn says he's out Sunday. And, like, I'm shocked that that's how the week played out. I really am. Because I feel like Jaden wanted to play last week. It was the right decision to sit him out. It's the right decision to sit him out this week, too. I'm just kind of shocked. And I guess what I'm saying is this might be truly a new era with a new regime, and they are handling things smart, not fast. I'm just a little surprised at all of this, the way it played out. And I'm wondering, like, will he be a full at practice next Wednesday? He better be, because kind of seems like maybe something serious is going on other than that. It's now been 16 full days since the injury, and if he was day-to-day truly with swelling, he should be fine by next week. And I want Jaden Daniels back, and I think we all want Jaden Daniels back, but I'm fine with him not playing. I'm just kind of shocked. I'm kind of shocked. I think they're handling the injury the smart way. We haven't seen that in this organization. Very little info is actually getting out on the injury. It tells me, hello, there's an adult in the room finally. There's an adult in the room. It's got to be so hard for Dan Quinn or for one of the training staff to tell Jaden that he can't play. That's got to be so tough to tell the NFL's rookie of the year who's out there every single day at 5 a.m. He's staying after practice. He's working heavily with the VR headset, doing everything he can to hit his, you know, Dan Quinn's marks to return to play. And you have to tell him he can't play? That's got to be the most difficult conversation, but a conversation that needed to happen and that needed to happen with Robert Griffin, right? It's the same conversation that needed to happen. And so I'm glad that there right now is an adult in the room. That's what's happening. Because I didn't think this was going to happen. I thought, oh, Jaden's going to go back out there. He's going to risk the injury. I want to see him play. I'm glad I'm not making the decision because the ultimate fan in me just wants to see JD5 fly again. Wants to see Jaden Daniels run around the field. I'm so much in love with Jaden Daniels that it's like, yes, winning's number one. Jaden Daniels looking good is number two. But this is the right way to handle this. I'm shocked. I really am. But we have an adult in the room. And they're going to treat this smart, not fast. So here's what's happening. Marcus Mariota will start again. And Washington will attempt to win their first road game without five starters from the season opener. Five starters on the offensive side of the ball. Austin Eckler lost. Terry McLaurin out. Noah Brown out. John Bates out. Jaden Daniels out. I'm feeling pretty good about Marcus Mariota getting the start. But the bigger picture is the injuries are starting to really add up. And can Washington keep this next man up attitude all season long? Are they deep enough? Do we actually have two guys at almost every single position? Because it's starting to get that way. Right? Defensively. Oh, we're already down to safety. Jeremy Reeves is up. We're just losing guys left and right. And it's so difficult. And part of the reason this team had so much success last year was their ability to avoid the big injury, to stay healthy, to stay together, and to grow as a team. And that's going to be really the most difficult thing for Dan Quinn to handle during this is, yes, you might be winning games, but how are you keeping the team together and growing when you're moving guys around so much? So who's going to step up? I think you really do look at the year two guys. The year two guys have to take a step forward, and I kind of think that for this weekend, I don't expect it to be Luke McCaffrey, but I'm looking right at Luke McCaffrey. This is your opportunity right here. This is your moment. You just got in the end zone. You've been catching passes for Marcus Mariota. He was on the team with you last year, right? So this is Luke McCaffrey's chance. I expect it to be Jalen Lane that steps up. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Moore's out there running routes. Seems like he's getting way more snaps than anybody expected. And that's why practice matters, right? That's why training camp matters. Because who was out there basically running the Terry McLaurin routes? Chris Moore. And now we're seeing him out there in games. So I would like it to be Luke McCaffrey that steps up the wide receiver position. I think it can be Jalen Lane. They like him on the inside. I think they can use him on the outside. He had an opportunity to make a play on the outside and didn't come down with the ball, but I like his speed. I like his route running. We know how special he can be in special teams, that's for sure. So we'll see who steps up. But everybody's going to have to step up offensively and defensively for Washington to get the win because they have not played well on the road yet this year. And this is not going to be an easy game because Atlanta's coming off of an ass-kicking, a butt-whooping 30-0. And usually in the NFL, that's when a team regroups best, right? You look at what happened around the league last week. Nobody expected the Browns to beat the Packers. The Jets to nearly beat the Bucks with that crazy comeback in the fourth quarter. It truly is any given Sunday. You have to get geared up for this game. Luckily, I think Washington's got a lot of things in their favor, and it starts with Mariota's revenge game against the Atlanta Falcons and the fact that Dan Quinn has had a lot of success in that building. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So, Marcus Mariota will get the start Sunday. How are you guys feeling about Mariota starting at Atlanta? The team that he started for in 2022, a bit of a revenge game for him, Dan Quinn as well. Give us your thoughts on the contest, 1-800-636-1067. Like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. Big game tomorrow as the team tries to get their first road win and improve to 3-1. That's 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067, or at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. You know, I told you guys earlier, this is the right move starting Marcus Mariota, and I feel really good about it because he played terrific last week. Atlanta looked awful. I think that, like, I came into this game on Monday, all right, and I know we all were like, Victory Monday. It felt so good to finally win and get that loss from the Packers taste out of our mouth, right? It was like one of the best Victory Mondays in a while because it felt like we had been waiting a century, right? So you get the win, and on Monday, just like probably a lot of you felt, I was like, I want to ride with Mariota. The offense is hot right now. No interest in getting back to Jayden Daniels and rushing him back. And like I said, once he talked Wednesday, I started getting excited about the JD5 show, but this is the right decision. Let him fully heal because he's our everything. He is the biggest piece of this franchise moving forward. So let him heal. Let Mariota get the start. He played really well. And we need everybody to step up again. Play for him. I really felt like the team played for Mariota last week. They gave him confidence. The coaching staff gave him confidence. And he played a confident football game as a starting quarterback. But that last week was the best complimentary football we might have seen of the entire Dan Quinn era. Like, seriously. The offense led to the defense, led to the special teams. The defense would get a stop, special teams would make the game-changing play, right? Deebo Samuel started the game as best as you could start it without returning it for a touchdown, completely flipping the field and giving the offense all of the momentum, which led to the first 7 points. Basically, special teams gave us a 7-0 lead. And then, in the second half, special teams put the game to bed with the Jalen Lane 90-yard touchdown. And right before half, special teams gave us a big boost after Dan Quinn gets knocked down with a 56-yard field goal. Although Matt Gay was not great, he made that kick, and it really mattered. And special teams this season has been special. And it's really cool, and I thought it was interesting when Dan Quinn talked about it at the media this week when he said when the dynamic kickoff rules came out, they knew that they had a chance to do something special. They might not have had the personnel they wanted last year for it. It's changed, obviously, and you're seeing a lot more kicks land short, so teams return it because you're trying to pin them deep. But we've got a weapon back there in Deebo Samuel. And I think it was even more cool is that the video has come out from that opening kickoff, And Deebo Samuel's like telling Luke McCaffrey, I'm going left, I'm going left. Switch, switch. And at the last second, he switches to the right, and he catches it and returns it, you know, 65 yards there. And so you really are seeing how that dynamic kickoff has made that play interesting again. And it's made it special if you have a weapon back there like we do with Deebo Samuel. And so you start to realize how much of a strength special teams can be for this team here, because you've got one weapon at kick return, one weapon at punt return. And so Washington, 3 weeks into the season, is number one in the NFL for kickoff average return yards at 34.1, a full 3 yards ahead of second place there. They've got a massive lead because of the work that Deebo Samuel has done in kickoffs, giving this team great field position, setting the tone. And then you look at Jalen Lane. He is third out of 32 teams in the National Football League on his average punt return. And I believe he's top two, if not number one, in total punt return yards so far this season. And oh yeah, he's one of three that have gotten to the house and a touchdown in his 90-yard return last weekend. And then, so I think we have a strength at kick return. I think we have a strength at punt return. And I'm not giving up at all on our kicker. And I think he needed that, unfortunately. He got knocked down. I don't know if I've ever seen a kicker more dejected on the sidelines. He looked like he wanted out after he missed. I think it was 37-yarder. Just completely headed in the dirt. Looked like he was lost. Looked like he had no confidence in himself. Dan Quinn gets knocked down. He gets up bloodied. Matt Gay comes out there from 56. What, he missed it? They called timeout. He got another opportunity, and he nailed it. And I think that could be a turning point in his career in Washington. I really do. Because that's kind of been the theme of the Dan Quinn era. It happened to Dan Quinn on Sunday. You get knocked down, you get up again. Matt Gay got knocked down to the ground. Looked like rock bottom. At one point last week, it looked like he was going to lose his job. Then he hits the 56-yarder, and now it's like, oh, wow. We got a kicker that can make it from 50-plus? Now, I don't think he can do that consistently, but I'm really hoping and staying optimistic that that was the turning page of his career in Washington, and he's going to be a guy that we can trust this weekend, because special teams, I think, will need to be special again for Washington to get the win. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. That's 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Lane said after the game, speaking of his punt return, it's really just my teammates. They worked their tails off blocking for me, speaking life into me, and they gave me all the confidence in the world back there. I told them, I just need one lane, and I'll make the rest happen, and that's what they did for me. Jalen Lane needs one lane to take it to the fast lane and return it for a touchdown. Special teams was great last week. I think they're going to need to step up again for Washington to get the win, because when you have your backup quarterback, and not just the backup quarterback, though, you know, five starters on the offensive side of the ball are lost for this weekend, all right? And so you need everybody to step up. And I think, like I said, I'm looking at Luke McCaffrey first. Can it be Jalen Lane on the offensive side of the ball? But this is going to be another game where Washington needs to play great complementary football. That is, if the offense gets stuffed at the 50 and they're at a field goal range, and Tress White, who is one of the three captains for this game, Mariota, Quan Martin, and Tress White, if he comes in and punts it, and he pins them deep inside the 10. Complimentary football is the defense needs to get a damn three and out and get the offense the ball back. We had an opportunity to do that in Green Bay. You have to play complimentary football to win with a backup quarterback. If the offense can't get all the way, and then Tressway has a booming punt, and he pins them deep, that's when you keep them deep, and you make sure that you get the ball back with a quick stop. And if the defense creates a turnover, which they haven't really done yet this season in terms of interceptions. We've gotten fourth down stops, but we haven't gotten the interception. I am predicting, bold prediction, tomorrow Trey Amos gets his first career interception. He nearly had one against the Raiders. But complimentary football, defense creates a turnover, Washington punches it in for 7 points. Don't mess around, all right? Taking deep shots down the field after you get a turnover, and then all of a sudden you're settling for a field goal. No, you turn six into seven. All right, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We got Mike in Fairfax. Mike, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, man. I love the show. A couple things. I agree 100%. If the Commanders played the way that they did last Sunday, it would be a phenomenal season. They just had that factor. I don't know what – I think it was coaching. I think it was a couple of factors, but they looked really good. Mariota obviously had a couple of missteps, but they won. He looked phenomenal. In terms of having Mariota play over Jaden, I'm absolutely all for it. Let Jaden heal up. Let him get his head together. He had the same problem last year. You remember he was benched around the same time. For whatever reason, he starts out slow. And this season, I've been very underwhelmed with Jaden. I would never say take him out or not play him. Clearly not. We've invested way too much money in the guy. But his head is not in the game. He doesn't look like to me. He looks like a deer in the headlights. Mariota comes across as more poised. He doesn't rely on his legs as much. I'm a fan of that. I'm all for Mariota. I would never say play him over Jaden, obviously. Clearly not. But let's get Jaden healed up. I want Jaden to play again, but he needs to get his head in the game because right now he is not showing me that he is the guy to take us to the top this year. I hope he gets it together, and I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I credit to the really good defenses that we've faced. It's small sample size.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right, A-Rod. That's a great point, too.
Yep. Yeah, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Great stuff. And you're right about last Sunday. I mean, that was inspired football. That was 53 guys getting together and saying, hey, I've heard those lunatics on the radio this week they're talking smack about us, calling us old. We all were. We looked old against the Packers. You know what? That wasn't the case against the Vegas Raiders. They looked rested. They looked inspired. Like I said, they came out on all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, and were hot and made the plays. And, yes, Mariota had the one botch where he runs and then fumbles it. The whole time I'm screaming, get down, dude. You're not the starter right now. You're the backup. We can't afford to have you go down, too. Just go down. But one thing I did confirm, I feel like, and you know, while you know this last caller was talking about Jaden not being at his best, and I agree with that so far this year, but he will improve once he gets back onto the field. I'm pretty confident about that. But one thing I think I did confirm is Marcus Mariota currently today is better than Jaden Daniels at the read option, at knowing what the edge rusher is doing, how to read that. It's his experience in life. It's his experience in the NFL. It's his age as a factor as well, the amount of games he's played. And I'm not saying he's faster than Jaden, but I do love it when he makes that smart decision there to keep it himself and roll around the outside. And it feels like he picks up 10 yards every time he does that. He's going to need to continue to run. This team has a formula when they win games. That is, the starting quarterback runs for 34 or more yards. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on a Saturday morning. Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD here with you on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and Richmond 910 AM 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Download today for free. And that's where you can check me out Monday through Friday here on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan. Phone lines are open throughout the show. We want to hear from you. How does Washington win with a backup quarterback again, but this time on the road against the Atlanta Falcons? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, Adam. Thanks for taking my call. This is your future radio co-host, man. Long-time listener. You already know.
My man, good to hear from you. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much. Love you, man. I think that we definitely could win this game. We have to get a turnover, possibly two, great field position. Of course, the field position battle is going to definitely come into play. But I wanted to make a couple of points real quick. Adam, I feel good about the game tomorrow. I think we're going to win. I think it's going to be like 24 or something like that. But listen, Matt Gay, the field goal kicker, is going to cost us two or three games this year because we're going to be in a lot of close games.
Oh, boy. Games. You're going to bring up the negative energy, bro? Come on, man. He hit it from 56.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to the positivity, man. I'd just rather get a root canal than have him watch him kick a game win a field goal. And a couple more points real quick, and then I'm going to let you go. That last caller that was on, he made a great point, and I noticed that as well. The Green Bay game, I just can't get it out of my mind because when we was getting pressure was on Jaden like that, and Cliff and Dan did a lot of great things last year, and that is basically adjustments. And when you got your four-down lineman, like, pinning their ears back, well, slow down the rush. You learned it in high school. Misdirection plays. Let me get a screen. Let me get a reverse. A draw plays. Run right at them. You have to slow the pass rush down with misdirection plays. And lastly, and I'm going to let you go, Adam, when we was getting off the field in the Green Bay game, having a terrible series, Jaden was just sitting over there by himself with a look in his eye, just like the caller said. Cliff wasn't over there with him. He didn't have the tablet in his hand. He wasn't getting coached up. He wasn't telling the coaches what he saw. And it just seemed to me, as they love him and trust him so much, that they just going to let him figure it out. It's only his second year. I know he's phenomenal, but he still could be getting coached up when he have a bad series. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Always appreciate you chiming in. Cliff Kingsbury was much, much better with his play calling versus the Vegas Raiders. I think we all felt that Dan Quinn got outmatched by Matt LaFleur, but it goes with both of his coordinators as well in that Packers game. And that's why, you know, it felt like that loss was so deflating. And that victory Monday feeling after the Raiders game just felt so good, you know, to get that off our back, to get into the win column once again. But I think he's right in terms of how do you win Sunday? We're going to need to create a turnover. And I'm starting to beg for a turnover at this point, right? Dan Quinn's been asking for turnovers. Joe Witt Jr. has been asking for turnovers. I think they're putting guys in the right spot to create the turnovers. It just hasn't happened yet. And we've gotten fourth down stops. That's important because that's as good, right? But turnovers are so, I don't want to say fluky in the NFL, but like it takes two to tango, right? You can't just say, oh, yeah, throw out our corners. Let's go make an interception. The quarterback's got to throw it to them or throw an interceptable pass. And that's why I think that can happen this weekend with Michael Penix. I thought we really got close to picking off Geno. And I think Geno is slightly better than Michael Penix, maybe a lot better than Michael Penix. So this could be our opportunity to finally get that turnover and get short field for Marcus Mariota. Let's get to the running backs that Washington has for them at their disposal this weekend. All week long, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was limited. Bill, the running back, full participant in practice on Friday. Ben Standing asked Dan Quinn about it. He said, no, it was a good practice for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Kind of expected him to end up playing because of that. His list is questionable. I think he's going to play because he was a full participant at practice on Friday, and that's great to hear, but I think it's going to be McNichols again. Snap one, week four. Feels like we're doing this every week, right? The first play in the backfield has been a different guy next to Jaden Daniels, right? I think it's going to be McNichols first. I think it'll be Chris Rodriguez second, and then to kind of be a change of pace, Bill will get an opportunity, and then they'll probably ride the hot hand, and I'm fine with that. I've always been a fan of running back by committee, right? And just whoever gets hot, you end up giving it to them. Who cares if it's Roy Helu, you know? Who cares if it's, Liddell Betts? Like, we've had other backs that have come in there with our starters and been able to have running back by committee in the past. A lot of teams have done this. I like that our three guys kind of each provide something different. Chris Rodriguez was the fourth quarter man last year. We used him in the Atlanta game. We used him in the New Orleans game. We used him in the fourth quarter to run out the clock and keep getting first downs. This year he's getting an opportunity because of injuries to be the first quarter man. Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill has been a fantastic rookie. He's been so much more than I would have ever expected out of a seventh-round pick. Some of the cuts that he does out there, it's like wow-type stuff. Especially like last week when he like jump cut to the right, then he jump cut back to the left, got around a couple linebackers, only picked up like 6 or 7 yards, but it should have been a loss of two. It was really impressive. And then Jeremy McNichols is Jeremy Mc Don't Forget About Me, because I'm running angry 60 yards to the house there. We got three different backs that can provide something different. And the Deebo Samuel factor, who I think is going to be heavily involved in the game plan this weekend. Like, to the point that they might run Deebo into the dirt this weekend to get a victory. Because last week we had 5 guys touch the ball, if you include Mariota running it. I think that's going to be the same thing again. And I think you're going to see, without Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel not being moved to the outside, but being more involved in the backfield, in the slot, in motion, handoff, screen passes to him. I really think they're going to force feed him. I'm predicting 10 total touches at least for Deebo Samuel. That's like 6 or 7 passes to him, a few handoffs to him. I think they're going to force feed to Deebo once again this Sunday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Let's hear from you guys. 1-800-636-1067. What's it going to take for Washington to win with a backup quarterback on the road against the Falcons? We'll take your phone calls next on the Fan. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. What up? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use it like I do to rewind, run some errands, and then pick up right where you left off. Download it today. Anywhere you get your app set, it's free. AUDACY. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. I'm talking about my favorite football team, the Washington Commanders. What's it going to take for them to get a win in Atlanta tomorrow, which would be their first road win of the season, and that would feel so good after what happened in Green Bay. Dwayne tweets me, AWOD, in regards to one of your callers, did anybody see what the Lions offense looked like against anybody other than Green Bay? Green Bay was a force. Jaden had a few misses in game one, and people are talking about regression. To say Jaden should sit other than an injury is absurd. He is injured right now, and I do feel like when he gets his opportunity, he's going to be awesome. And that's why I was kind of shocked that this weekend wasn't his opportunity. But as I said earlier, we finally have an adult in the room, and we're making the smart decision, not the decision that's going to rush our quarterback or get him back onto the field fastest. We're treating this smart. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's got Sherlock. What's up, Sherlock? Line one, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, yeah, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Hey, yeah, I think he's a very good quarterback, and just like last week, he's gonna handle his business. I think the defense gonna have to help them out. And everybody's gonna have to do their jobs and do what they got to do. My concept is the next man up. But I wanted to say something, right, in regards to, you know, the Mariota and Jaden Daniels. You know, they always making the fans, and they, you know, they get out there in space. They be making a comparison between them two, right? My point is, if you got somebody like Mariota that he's sitting on the sideline, like, all, you know, until he's needed to come out there and play, right? And Jaden Daniels is hurt. So it's not even a comparison between the two. I'm not, you know, trying to put no negative energy out there. I'm putting positive energy out there. Mariota is a good backup quarterback for us, right?
Right, and he's a backup, right? And there's not competition at all.
Right, he's a backup. But also, look at it. Jaden Daniels is hurt. Mariota's body, his body is in shape. You know what I'm saying? The boy got skills. Number one, he got skills. I know that. Even when I seen him play last year, he got skills, but his body is in shape. So he's like, his body is like 110% in shape. And plus the man got skills, and the man know, he know, you know, how, you know, the scheme of what we do here, right?
Yeah.
So this is what this is what you see out there. So, you know, just the only thing I'm saying is the fans and people that be making the comparisons recognize what's going on, and then it's a good deal for us, because if he's down there for two or three games and he can win them games, or two out of three, or four out of five, I mean, it's a good deal. It's just no problem. And then we want Jaden, when Jaden come back, we want him to be 100%. Then we can make the push to get, if you want to get to the Super Bowl, then we can get to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Great call. I love the energy and the passion, and you're right. I mean, the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl, and Jaden Daniels is going to be the one that leads us there, not Marcus Mariota, but it's a next man up mentality for this team, and I do feel like he's the best backup quarterback in the league. Now, to win this game, though, Mariota can be great. We need to stop Bijan Robinson. Last year, Bijan Robinson was the reason this game went to overtime. It was the reason Atlanta came back and nearly won it. In my mind, he was averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Got into the end zone twice, also made 3 grabs for 8 yards. We have to take that 5.5 yards per carry from last year and minus that by 2. It's got to be like 3.5. We've got to be able to force Atlanta into third and long situations. How do we do that? You got to stop Bijan Robinson and make the Falcons one-dimensional. If Michael Penix throws the ball 35 times, Washington wins this game. I put my hand up right now. If Mariota throws the ball 35 times, Washington probably loses the game. We need to be able to run the ball. We need to be able to stop their run and make them one-dimensional. Am I worried about our secondary with Michael Penix throwing it all over? I get it. He has, you know, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Pitts. I don't think his weapons, as much as I'm not that high on our secondary, I don't think his weapons on the outside are going to destroy us. But I think Bijan Robinson can if we don't stop him first. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We got Lou in D.C. What's up, Lou?
What's going on, A-Wad? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good, good. The key word is running the ball, man. That was the main thing that I wanted to say, and you took that right out of my mouth. So just pretty much, you know, just duplicate what they did a week ago and, you know, just run the ball and stopping the run.
Lou, let me ask you, who do you like best of the three guys that we have?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, which of the three running backs do you like best? You know, are you Bill? Are you Chris Rodriguez, McNichols? Who do you want us to lead in carries?
I like the rookie, to be honest, because he's a little shifty and, you know, he could get in and out, and so is the other guys. But, you know, the rookie, he seemed like, you know, it's the moment we drafted him, and you know, I like that big buffoon that comes on the radio at whatever time he said Brian Robertson was going to be the key for this season. So he obviously don't know what he'd be talking about, but that's another story. But like I said, I like the rookie, and you know, so is the other guys, Rodriguez and McNichols too. So they all, you know, they all got a different kind of a game. So I like all three of them. But like I said, running the ball is the most important thing, because it makes it easy for Mariota. You playing away, you know, they're gonna have to deal with the you know, with the crowd and things like that, and you know, Cliff need to, you know, make it easy for Mariota, and I want to see Luke, man. Luke got to make plays, man. Now is, you know, the next man up mentality is right now, and yeah. Luke got to take advantage of this game and let these guys know, you know, I'm here to stay, and I'm here to, you know, try to make plays and things like that. So he got to have that kind of mentality going in tomorrow and make plays and, you know, catch at least 5-6 balls or whatever comes his way. So, yeah. Like I said, man, running the ball is the most important thing tomorrow, because, you know, Mariota, I mean, it makes it easy for him and things like that. So, yeah, man, that's all I want to say. Appreciate you taking my call, A-Y.
Yep, good stuff, Lou. And I'm going to double down on what you're saying about Luke McCaffrey. Like, Luke McCaffrey has to step. This is his opportunity, and I'm afraid to say it, but Luke McCaffrey will get passed over if he does not get step up tomorrow and make plays. It feels like he's already been passed over on the depth chart by a few guys. We're probably going to have to call someone up from the practice squad, and if they're getting more snaps than Luke McCaffrey, I mean, it's over. Like, tomorrow has to be his opportunity. He's the second-year guy, All right, Jalen Lane's, you know, got the speed. I really like his hands, and he can play special teams. He's a rookie. Luke McCaffrey's the second-year guy. He was highly drafted. This organization believed in him. They've given him every opportunity. You know, when you talk to the coaching staff, they feel like he's grown, he's progressed, he's creating separation. He's got to make the plays tomorrow. And hopefully he'll get some opportunities. Because we need some receivers to step up on the outside, but he has to. I'm just afraid that if tomorrow's not his big game, you're going to see less and less snaps of Luke McCaffrey moving forward. I think he can do it. He's got to get the opportunity, and it's got to be the right situation. I think he is really good across the middle where he can catch and run on a situation. I don't think he's the right wide receiver for screen passes. It seems like they've done 3 or 4 screen passes to Luke McCaffrey. Get him the ball in space, past the line of scrimmage, and hopefully he can kind of make a guy miss. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We'll go around the NFL at 11 with AWOD's picks. I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success for Washington to win at Atlanta and improve to 3-1 on the season. We want to hear from you, 1-800-636-1067. I see we got Jimmy Loudmouth on the line. Peter, Eli, and Bill, we'll get to your phone calls next. You can always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.